right. We are now on item C1, adopt resolution number 4567, ordering a school bond election on November 6, 2018, and authorizing necessary actions in connection therewith. Superintendent Jay.
Thank you, President Hall. Welcome everyone to our special board meeting. Today's meeting wouldn't be the same if I didn't have some kind of message, right? Gotta have a message. Gotta start with a message. Today's meeting has only one topic, and that is a proposal to place a general obligation bond on the November ballot. So how did we get here? I really want to tell the story a little bit. Today is the next big step in a process that really began a few years ago. This community overwhelmingly supported a new direction for the district, and that meant a new board of trustees, who from the beginning of their tenure and of their campaigns even, emphasized putting the focus back on students. So putting students first is more than a campaign slogan and even a t-shirt. It's a way we do our work in Sweetwater. And early in their tenure, our board of trustees then had to choose a new superintendent. And my charge has been to make putting students first a reality. And we started with restructuring our organization and ensuring that all educators are also committed to making students a priority. This has involved, as you know, revising our LCAP goals, creating a new mission and belief statements that are student-centered and focusing on each student. And so once we got those structures in place, it became about ensuring this work is being done day to day, from teaching and learning, to culture and equity, to managing facilities and operations. And so as part of the Sweetwater story, we really needed to look at areas of the district that were ignored or neglected or just not done well. And there were definitely areas out there that needed to be addressed. We all know that. So we've been working for the past few years to make it right or to make it better. And that means equity in all areas of our district for each student. And that equity work, although, doesn't only apply to what happens on campuses and in classrooms, but really also on the actual classrooms and campuses. And so what has that work looked like over the past few years? It's no secret that we have aging facilities with significant needs. We know that. We looked at how we financed all of our facility work. We revisited more than 20 years of CFDs, of more than 20 CFDs, Community Facilities District's information. It took us 2 years to reconcile all of the invoices spent on CFD funds. From that work, we created a new model called the Capital Improvement Program Status Report that we present to the board and the public and the CBOC every month at a board meeting and at CBOC meetings. It's updated monthly. We've also taken a look at previous bonds. We've closed out Prop BB, and we explored how can we access Prop O funds in light of the assessment value. So in the past 2 years, we have been able to access over $100 million of Prop O funds, which has enabled us to complete a variety of projects. The most significant, Mr. Marinovich mentioned, has been our HVAC project, where every classroom and every learning space in the district has air conditioning and heating.
Yay.
That's right. And we can say, especially this past week with the heat, that our students and staff are grateful that that's happened, that the board has, you know, not only guided us, but supported us in that decision. So since 2015, we've had a number of public discussions. Actually, we went back and we've looked at, there have been almost 30 agenda items in the past 2 years, or since 2015, 2.5 years, during board meetings that have specifically addressed the feasibility of a bond proposal because of our aging facilities. Staff at the time, back in 2016, felt like we weren't ready yet because we believed we needed to do a more thorough assessment facility needs and to get more input from the community and to determine the projects that we could complete with our current funding mechanisms. And so the board has made it very clear to us, since they've been here, that the community input is vital to this process. And so in 2015, and since 2015, and again in 2018, we've gone out to school sites, school communities, school staff, to get their input on their needs. Our planning and construction department has updated all facilities master plans based upon that input. Like Mr. Marinovich said, the CBOCs has also been a vital part of addressing facility needs and representing the community stakeholders' accountability concerns. And they meet monthly, as we know. Mr. Marinovich reports monthly. And they even actually meet at school sites so they can actually see what's happening and help to provide that oversight. And they give us other general comments about facilities, whether it's regarding Prop O or not. We are not lacking for input, I guess is what I'm saying. We conferred with our financial advisor and our bond counsel several times since 2016 before we conducted an actual bond feasibility study in March of 2018. We then followed up with a secondary tracker in early summer to determine whether to firmly recommend from the staff a bond proposal for November. So then on July 9th, we actually brought forward a first read of this bond proposal to get final input from the community and the Board of Trustees. These are all just pieces of this puzzle that leads us to today. And throughout all of this process, our philosophy and practice has been to keep our doors open, and if anyone, student, staff, parent, community member, media, has concerns or questions, we've done our best to meet and address those questions with the goal of being open and transparent. In fact, it is not uncommon that our Board of Trustees has not acted on a board item because they or a public member has had more questions about that. So we've pulled those items several times. So we just want everyone to know that we and staff could not do our work without the support of this board and their guidance. But Sweetwater has, at least for the past 3 years, is, and will continue to do our work differently. And if the Board of Trustees approves this recommendation today, regardless of the outcome in November, our work will always be to provide the best possible learning environment for each student in Sweetwater. And we will use every possible way to make sure that happens. So today, we can confidently say that we are ready to bring this proposal to the voters of the Sweetwater Union High School District. Thank you very much.